We're going to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 6, where the Lord is teaching the people. This is often called the Sermon on the Mount. And when the Lord did this, he taught the people many, many different things. He taught them how to obey the commandment against murder. He taught them about marriage and how to protect marriage by obeying the commandment against adultery. He taught people how important it is to love and even to love their enemies. And the Lord also taught about prayer, too. And in this Sermon on the Mount, as it's called, that's where the Lord gave us the Lord's Prayer. So this morning, we're going to read the Lord's Prayer just as he gave it to that multitude when he was on earth. And this is in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9. It says that Jesus said, "In this way, therefore, you should pray. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." So in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord gave the multitude then this prayer that we say now so often and call the Lord's Prayer. Now in the heavenly doctrine, the Lord explains to us many, many wonderful truths about this prayer. And one thing that he teaches us is how important the very first two words are in the prayer. What are the very first two words of the Lord's Prayer? Yes? Our Father. Our Father are the very first two words of the Lord's Prayer, and in the heavenly doctrine we learn that these two words, Our Father, help explain and teach about the Lord, and that those ideas are in every other part of the Lord's Prayer. That the whole of the Lord's Prayer is about who he is and how he loves us and what he does for us because he loves us. It's all about our Father who loves us. So the very next part of the Lord's Prayer is our Father who art in the
heavens.
That's right. Very good. Who art in the heavens.
And I know.
So that means that he is our heavenly Father. That's the very next thing we learn about the Lord in the Lord's Prayer, that our Father is our heavenly Father. And then it says, hallowed be thy yes? Name. Hallowed be thy name. That means that his name is holy. Now think of all the names of the Lord that you know. Think to yourself of some more names of the Lord that you know. Just think in your head, see if you can think of some more names of the Lord. All of those names are holy. Every single one of the Lord's names are holy. And for his name to be holy means that he himself is holy. So everything about the Lord, our heavenly Father, is holy. And then the next thing that the Lord teaches us is that thy kingdom come and the Lord our heavenly Father's will be done
as
heaven, so upon the earth.
I really know that.
That's very good to know the prayer so well. Now we can think about what our heavenly Father means when he says his kingdom will come and his will be done. Think about when you do what the Lord teaches and how it feels. That's a feeling of a little bit like heaven on earth. Now think about what it's like to be around people who are doing what the Lord teaches. That also is a little bit like heaven on earth. So our Heavenly Father, the Lord's will, is for all of us to to follow what he teaches. And when that happens, it's like heaven on earth. Our Heavenly Father, the Lord, bringing heaven down to earth because we're able to follow what he teaches. And then the very next part of the Lord's Prayer is that our Heavenly Father will give us our daily
bread.
Yes? Bread. Our daily bread. So, of course, the Lord makes sure we have everything that we need to be fed. But in a spiritual sense, this means that he loves us every minute of every hour of every day forever. Our daily bread means that the Lord, our Heavenly Father, loves us forever. And later this morning, the adults in the congregation will have the opportunity to take the Lord's Holy Supper. Behind me, under that covering, is a pitcher of wine and a plate of unleavened bread. And so the adults will have a chance to eat the unleavened bread. And we can think about that as living this part of the Lord's Prayer, taking in our daily bread from our Heavenly Father, the Lord. That will happen today with adults in this congregation. They will be able to live out that part of the Lord's Prayer. And when the Lord's love enters us, we'll see the things that we need to change, and we'll work on changing those with the Lord's help, and he can forgive us. Our Heavenly Father can forgive us our debts. Forgive us of the things that we know we need to change. And that will help us forgive others who have done things that may have hurt us. And then, of course, as we work to do this from the Lord's love and with his truth, he won't lead us into temptation, but our Heavenly Father, the Lord, will deliver us from evil. He will protect us from the evil spirits. And then the last three parts of the Lord's Prayer tell us three very incredible things about the Lord. It says his kingdom, his power, and his
glory
are
power.
Yes? Are his kingdom, his power, and his glory are yes?
Father.
Forever. They are forever. So let's think about each one of those three things and what it tells us about our Heavenly Father. That his kingdom is forever. That means wherever people are thinking about him and loving him, the Lord is there. And he's there even if they aren't, but the people just don't realize it. So the Lord's kingdom, where the Lord is forever. It's everywhere. And there's a special word for the Lord being everywhere. It's called omnipresent. He is everywhere with every single person. And his power is forever means he has all power. The Lord can do anything that's good and true, and it all comes from him. And there's a special word for being all powerful, and that special word is omnipotent. And then finally, the last idea of the Lord, our Heavenly Father, his glory being forever. When we think of the Lord's glory, we can think of his light. And you can think of the light from the sun shining so that we can see things. That's like his glory, his divine truth, shining out so we can understand more things with our minds that the Lord is teaching us. And his glory is forever. His truth is forever. What he knows is eternal. And there is a special word for the Lord's all-knowing quality, which is omniscient. So now that we're at the end of the Lord's Prayer, you can see how important those first two words, our Father, are. Because the idea of the Lord as our Heavenly Father helps us understand every little bit of the rest of the Lord's Prayer and how much the Lord loves us and what he does for us because he does. Amen.